Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Soul Prince Podcast. I'm your host, Akashic Beck. It's so good to have everyone here. It's been a little bit since I've recorded anything, but I have a new guest joining me for episode 4, season 3. She is a naturopath student, as well as a fellow SCHH practitioner. And I'm so blessed to call her a friend. Her name is Shannon Gardner. Welcome to the podcast, Shannon.
Thank you, Beck. I'm so happy to be your friend and to be here as well. This has been a long time in the making, us trying to get together. So I'm so glad we're finally doing it today.
Me too. Yes, we were talking about that earlier. It's like we have tried for a while and it just seemed like life kept getting in the way. Plus, we are, 15 hours apart? Because I'm in the United States and Shannon is in Australia. So, and it looks like a beautiful day out there. What a beautiful backdrop you have.
Thank you. Yes, we just kind of moved out to the middle of nowhere, so hopefully my internet connection's all right today, because I have only one neighbor. I've got one neighbor who's, you know, about 200 acres around me, no one across, but I love it. It's peaceful and it's you know, private.
<It's nice. laughs> definitely. I absolutely love not being like right on top of people. I've become spoiled, you know, from it. So very grateful. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy life to be here with us on Soul Prince. So the first question that I like to ask is, please tell everyone a little bit about yourself, whatever tidbits you would like to share.
Sure. So I am a naturopathy student at the minute, and I do hypnosis as well. So I did QHHT first before doing soul center healing hypnosis. So that's kind of what I'm doing at the moment. I'm a homeschool mama. I love learning. I'm constantly just wanting to learn more and more and more and more. So that's pretty much what I do with my day every day.
Well, that's a lot. And it looks like you take care of all of that beautiful land back there too, I'm sure.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Well, that's awesome.
Lots of kangaroo families that hang out in the back here. So
I wouldn't even know what to do if I saw a kangaroo in my backyard. I'd probably be so excited.
Yeah, we get some big ones here on our property. So yeah, the kids get a bit scared because sometimes they just fly past us really quickly.
Oh, wow.
I say, you know, they got to be careful because they will start punching and doing things if they feel threatened. So
gotta
watch out for that. Yeah, we have some beautiful wildlife here on our property. I have an owl that lives here, which is so amazing. And lots of kookaburras, which help keep the snakes in line. But the birds were going off right before this. So if you see a snake in the background, you got to let me know. Because
oh my God.
The birds were going off. I don't think there is a snake, but that's what happens when there is a snake around. The birds start going crazy.
My gosh. Yeah, I will definitely let you know if I see a snake. I'm like, We have to pause this recording.
See you guys.
So let me ask you, Shannon, are you familiar at all with your astrology or numerology or human design or anything like that?
I have been, you know, with my babysitting money when I was young, I used to spend my babysitting money on these little astrology books, horoscope books, every day I was reading my horoscope since about grade 6 or something. Definitely don't know as much as, I mean, you're amazing at all that stuff. I just have probably looked at my personal one. I'm Aquarius. Aquarius are really freedom fighters. We do not like to be told what to do. Mm-hmm. We, you know, in partnerships, you know, in relationships or by governments or anything like that, it's kind of, that's how we are. We're kind of wanderers a little bit. you know, kind of all over the place a little bit as mothers, but really passionate. We stand up for justice. You know, if something doesn't seem right, then we stick up for that type of thing. So that's, I mean, Aquarius really describes me to a T when I look into it. Jasmine from Soul Alchemy, with Jasmine, she has this book, I forget what it's called, that you can look up exactly the day you were born and how it relates to your horoscope sign. And mine was right to a T. It said that I was here to be a healer. And guess what? It specifically said hypnosis in there too, which I was like,
Get out. That's so
I know. Cool. Can't believe it. When she sent me that, I was like, wow, this book is so accurate for me anyway. So yeah, even hypnosis, it was so accurate. It was like, you probably want to do something like hypnosis.
It was written in the stars for you.
Obviously, yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, I believe I've done, didn't I do a numerology breakdown for you?
Oh yeah, and I had the master number 11.
That's right, that's right. Yes.
And, yeah.
And you said it was very accurate.
It is definitely very accurate. I knew it was a master number. I thought I would have been more related to 22, but 11 makes sense. And I think you said something about the relation to the wounded healer made sense for me too. The wounded healer, I think there's.
Yes, yeah. 11 is the wounded healer. Yeah, it's like, it's similar to like Chiron and like in astrology, and how Chiron like makes us focus on our deepest wounds so that we can completely heal from the inside out.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's pretty accurate for me.
I think so too. I agree. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, and wonderful. My name means wise healer as well. So there's that, it's been kind of popping up in lots of different places. So Shannon means wise one, and then or wise, and then my middle name is Lee, and in Celtic it stands for healer or whatever. And beautiful. Then gardener means like the keeper of the garden. So it's like the garden manager. They oversee the garden or whatever.
I love it so much.
Yes, it's weird.
Beautiful. Yeah. No, it's not weird. It's great. I love it.
I know. It's like crazy.
It's just all well rounded. You know, we covered all our bases here, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. Okay. So, next question is, and it's kind of a loaded one, but what has the spiritual journey looked like for you?
Yeah. So, just like you, I know you could write a novel about your journey. I could too. There's so many little things, and so I'm going to try and stick to some significant things, and I'm going to talk about a few things that I haven't talked about yet in some other interviews but they are so significant to my journey of starting naturopathy and wanting to study it, that, you know, I guess I haven't always been ready to say that, like talk about that bit. So I'll talk about a few little things first leading up to that. But this, a lot of the significance was probably from 2010 onwards. I've talked before about, in other interviews, about seeing my grandpa's spirit before he died. So he had cancer, and this has a significant part of my journey of naturopathy later on. I mean, this was back when I was in grade 7, I think, 6, 5, where he was dealing with this, and I never really knew that it would have a significant impact on my journey later on, but it has. My mom was a nurse, and then she decided to do a course, which, I mean, they didn't have naturopathy degrees back then, but they had herbal medicines. She was basically learning most of the same things, iridology, things like that we learn in naturopathy. She was always practicing and at us kids with their little eye magnifying glass, like looking at our eyes. to see what was wrong with us. And she, so when my grandpa got cancer, she treated my grandpa with cancer with different herbs and things. And the cancer was going away. And, but what they didn't teach kind of in herbal medicine and naturopathy back then was about the spirituality side of things and how important spiritual health, emotional health is so important and plays such a big role in disease, right? And right. We see that in SCHH so much with hypnosis, the relation between diseases and our emotional well-being, our spiritual well-being. And so she basically, so my grandpa's cancer was going away, and but my grandpa was really depressed. Like, he had his voice box taken out. He couldn't talk anymore. They took skin grafts from his legs and his arms too, for his surgery on his neck. Like, he was in a really bad way. And he was, although the cancer was going away from the plants and that my mom was doing, he was depressed. And vitality plays a massive role in our health and vitality is basically another word for it is chi, and things like that. It's so important. If you lose your spirit, you know, that's not good for your health. And so my grandpa, although physically was healing, he was starting to lose his spirit that way. And in the end, he basically died from losing his spirit. I think he may have taken some pills and things on purpose because he didn't want to be here anymore.
Wow.
And that sort of thing, which I found out later. So, but yeah, the night that he died, I was at a birthday party. He came to visit me. I didn't know he was had passed away then. Came to visit me to say goodbye. So that was really special. Didn't find out till the next morning that he had passed away at the time that he came to visit me. So anyway, fast forward years later, I think I started going down the rabbit hole. I started looking to different health things probably from 2009, 2010. And funny enough, that was after my name changed to Gardner as well, which is funny. names have such a significant role in our purpose and who we are. And I think sometimes when you do change your name, it can change your path a little bit, or it can maybe you come into what you're meant to be doing when your name changes and things like that. But yeah, that's so basically in 2009, 2010, I just started feeling this urge to research a lot about what humans are meant to be eating. Because there's so much disease and things out there. And I didn't want to, you know, count calories anymore and, you know, be under this certain weight by counting calories, which is totally unhealthy because you can still eat crap and eat under a certain amount of calories and people are still sick. You know, I see people go to the gym and they're really fit and they're counting calories and they're still sick and they're getting cancer and different things. And I'm thinking, well, how, you know, so many people associate being skinny and fit with, then I'm healthy. Right. But I've seen so many people who are skinny and fit who aren't healthy too. But I mean, obviously it plays a role in being healthy. But so I was like, I don't want to count calories to stay thin. This is ridiculous. Like, I feel starving. I'm not going to do this ever again. So I stopped and I started looking into food. What were we meant to eat? Like, what are we meant to be eating as humans? Let's take it back to why we're here as humans and our purpose before we got totally domesticated. In our world that we're in now, let's take it back to nature and take it back to that. So that kind of started my journey. And then I had people in my life, as you do when you're on your spiritual journey, plant little seeds here and there and I knew people who told me about the Gerson therapy and started healing themselves with that. So I researched that a lot. And then I still had questions with the Gerson therapy because I still saw that there was people with cancer who were doing the Gerson therapy and it wasn't working for them. But then I saw so many people who did it and healed their cancer doing the Gerson therapy as well and other health ailments.
And what is the Gerson therapy?
So there's this Dr. Gerson, he's passed away now, and then his daughter Charlotte Gerson continued it on. And there's clinics in Mexico because they're kind of, I don't think there was allowed to be any clinics in the States and some of some Western countries. So they there is clinics in Mexico that still do this, but basically you're flushing your body with the nutrients it needs in a nutshell. They do, for that therapy, they do coffee enemas, juicing, they eat a lot of plant foods, and they take a bunch of different supplements and different things, but it's hard. Like, it's hard work for someone who's really sick. And the reason why I guess these therapies kind of focus on cancer is because what happens, we have this thing in naturopathy called, you know, this theory of holism. So you treat the whole body. And what happens when your body starts to heal, like allopathic medicine tells us, like the mainstream medicine kind of has made us to believe that, oh, you just, okay, you've got cancer in this area, let's just cut this out and treat this area. But when your body's getting enough nutrients and, you know, that it needs, it's, you heal everywhere. So you have people who've been on the Gerson therapy who've had old wounds. Maybe they broke their arm or something years ago, or their shoulder. And then all of a sudden their shoulder hurts and they're saying, coming to the doctor and saying, well, who's, you know, watching them do the manage their Gerson therapy and saying, my shoulder hurts. Like, why is my shoulder hurting all of a sudden? It's because their shoulder's actually healing. Their shoulder didn't heal properly back when they broke it. And this happens a lot because you go to the doctor, they say you've broken a bone, and they, what do? They put you on anti-inflammatories and painkillers, which actually stops the healing process. I mean, it doesn't completely stop it, but it hinders it. And the inflammation in that's there for a reason. It's part of the healing process. And so you have these people who have broken bones and they're not healing properly because they're taking anti-inflammatories and painkillers that are hindering their healing process. And then, yeah, or these people aren't getting enough nutrients to heal their bones and their injury properly. So with things like that, well, I studied in Gerson therapy. I still have questions about the Gerson therapy. So more people started popping up in my life. Here, there was a lady named Candace Fox, who had a story of stage 4 cancer, thyroid cancer, that spoke out. The media just tore her apart over here in Australia, which was so sad. So, yeah, you know, this is why I haven't talked about a lot of this stuff in the past, because I thought, oh my goodness, I started writing a book about all this stuff. I was going to call it There's No Such Thing as Vegetables. I don't know if I'll keep that name.
But
yeah, because people think of vegetables like, oh, we eat fruit and eat vegetables, okay? But actually, there is no such thing as vegetables. Like, the word vegetable means, like, basically vegetation, you know, plants. Okay. And so we have to start looking at food and plants and things for what they are. And this is the same with all of life, everything that's going on in society. Let's look at it, what it is, not necessarily what we've been told it is. We've been told a tomato is a vegetable. It's not, it's a fruit, you know. We've been told a squash is a vegetable. It's not, it's a fruit, you know. And, you know, a potato is a root. We eat the leaves of the parsley. You know, let's look at the parts of the plant for what they are, instead of just putting them into categories like fruits, vegetables. And so that's when I thought of that name, but I don't know, it might change it to something else. But basically stopped writing this book after watching Candace Fox and these other people speaking out about this stuff and these cancer treatments, that they're just getting torn apart by the media. And I thought, oh my goodness, I don't know if it's worth it even speaking out about this. And the cancer treatments, they also will heal other things in your body. So if you've got candida, if you've got other things wrong, like I was saying, the whole body heals. The whole body heals. So yeah. So anyway, I found this other doctor named Dr. Mark Simon, and he came up with, so his wife, I believe, had breast cancer and died of breast cancer. And he was like, well, why? She's so healthy. She, you know, worked out, did yoga, ate mostly plants, like did all this really healthy lifestyle. And why would she get cancer? And he dedicated about 20 years of his life to trying to find that answer. And it came down to a lot of it had to do with some synthetic medications that she took years ago, that really had an effect on her getting cancer later on in her life. And that, but there was also a bunch of studies that were classified, that were not shown to the public as well, about plants and fruits and vegetables. There I go. Fruits and vegetables. Said it.
It's ingrained in our brain.
Yes, exactly, right? That could help, that were tested. These universities, a lot of them in America, were testing different plant substances for their healing qualities. And a lot of these studies weren't allowed, the public weren't allowed to see them. And then all of a sudden, they came available finally to the public to see. So there was Dr. Greger, who he has a website, nutritionfacts.org. Mm-hmm. And he basically took these studies that finally became public and put them on his website. And he has so many good videos about different foods and things that help with a whole range of different health diseases and ailments. And I think there's an affiliation with him and Dr. Mark Simon. Dr. Mark Simon created this thing called the NORI protocol. So that is different to the Gerson therapy. It's a lot easier for people to do when they're sick. And these therapies don't have to be for just people of cancer. It can be pretty much any disease that you have. It will help significantly with a lot of them. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't mean to trail you off from the original question.
I know.
But it's like, it's so fascinating. Like, you know, and there's probably a lot of people out there who haven't heard of these things, you know.
Yeah. Well, this has had a huge significance on my journey, because I was up until, you know, I had three little ones and I was up until 3 a.m. researching this stuff, you know. And I kind of did things backwards. I did this research into these things first and then went, okay, I think maybe I need to go to school for naturopathy or dietetics to actually get the qualifications to be able to implement some of these things with clients and stuff like that. But yeah, so that's been a huge significant reason of why I kind of got into naturopathy. Okay. But yeah, with my spiritual journey, so I'm kind of going forward here. Sorry, Beck.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. Go for
fast
it.
Fast forward a little bit. Yeah, I just had things like, I don't know, someone told me what a Freemason was. That put me down a rabbit hole years ago. Then I had, somehow that got me into watching videos with Carrie Cassidy and I've been watched her for a couple years ago, but now I don't watch her so much now because it, yeah. But back then it kind of got me, that's how I found David Icke and
Okay.
Dolores Cannon and people like that back in the day. But there was people on her interviews that, you know, it's like you have to use discernment about these people because some of them, you know, what their beliefs are. So
right.
I don't so much follow too many of these people anymore, but it was a significant part of my rabbit, right. You know, of my,
I think a lot of people can relate to that because I mean, yeah, that also has happened in my own personal journey, you know, and I've talked to so many people that's been the case too. They'll be like, well, I found this person and they really resonated with me, and just through just life, you know, just living your life, you run into you know, other information and other people, and they just kind of, you know, pull you in, you know.
Yeah. And then I did things too, like I really liked reading about Terrence McKenna's work with psychedelics and how that was healing people. And mm-hmm. I know there is that, you know, link that some people don't like to go there because of the link of things like alcohol and other things that can lead to entity attachments. But I also think that psychedelics, just from what I've learned, are plants as well that have been put here, divinely created and put here, you know, and by the creator for us as well. I mean, why do we have these plants if they weren't meant to be used for something? And, you know, that I think it's related to hypnosis too, because people using these plant medicines to help them get into the theta state to be able to see things. I tried, had to go with DMT a couple times, and I had the most amazing experience with DMT just personally myself. Mm-hmm. I had the most euphoric experience where I felt this euphoria and pure love that came through that I have never, ever, ever felt here, mm-hmm. like in the awake state or whatever, ever in my life. It was the best feeling of pure love I've ever felt was during but then a friend of ours who was, you know, doing the experience with us had a completely opposite experience at the palm trees where we were turning into jokers and clowns.
Oh my gosh.
Just stop. So he had a totally opposite experience. I, you know, took monatomic gold. Mm-hmm. Some people may think that's like Cleopatra, may have been Cleopatra's milk that's mentioned. Some people just call it mana, but I can't see the knowing the story about mana and then monatomic gold. I can't see them being related, but some people think they are, but
okay,
I can't see it personally. But the Cleopatra's milk thing kind of makes sense. But they say when you take monatomic gold that, you know, be prepared for it because you will start to see things and your third eye may start to decalcify and things mm-hmm. like that.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah, you know, it's so funny, like, you know, there's I guess more mainstream type of psychedelics now, like a lot of people talk about ayahuasca, you know, and things like that, and it's like cool to do, you know, certain things, and of course mushrooms, you know, and things like that. But everybody's experience is so vastly different. I mean, you just don't know, you know. And yeah, I think there's just so much hesitation around it. And then there's some people who, like, you know, maybe they didn't do their research or discernment, you know, they're like, they just jump right into it, you know, like just seeking answers. And isn't that what all this is about? It's just like seeking answers, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Having some kind of concrete evidence of something, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool. So that I guess, in other words, all of these things, like these different scenarios and different experiences have kind of led you to where you are today and guided your course of study.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when I first started doing naturopathy, I was also doing dietetics. I didn't know which way to go, whether to be a dietitian or naturopathy. But so I said, okay, I'll start both and see which one I gravitate towards. And I gravitated towards naturopathy because they do encourage spiritual health. And I saw that importance that was needed. And
beautiful.
Yeah. And then, because I was pretty spiritual myself. And then I had a friend who had a past life regression session. I said, oh, what's that? So I had one for the first time because I was curious, just purely out of curiosity, like, oh, I want to try that.
Right.
And it was amazing. And the healer who was doing my session, we did a welcome to land ceremony for Australia because I hadn't done one. I had a cough during the time and she saged me beforehand. It was in person, and then she took on my cough. Healed my husband's back pain at the time. She came over to do a clearing of our house and she just, you know, basically went to my husband's back and sent it, you know, with intention to send the pain back to the creator. My husband didn't have any back pain for months, and he constantly has back pain.
Wow.
So she was pretty amazing. And
I'll say.
Yeah, I had a cough, and then all of a sudden my cough went away, and she took on my cough. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty significant, my first past life regression session. And
incredible.
And this. Yeah, and she when she came over, it was before, like, months before everything stuff happened in 2020, when she came to our house, and she started getting these messages and said something big is gonna, like, I have a message for you. They're saying something big is about to happen, but don't worry. They're saying, don't worry, everything will be fine. So don't worry about it. And then I would run into her at the grocery store around town, and I asked her, what did you mean? You know, weeks later, ran into her, what did you mean when you said that? She's like, I have no idea. Like, that's
right. The message she was she was just a messenger.
She's like, that's for you to decide, like, to figure out. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah. And then all that stuff happened months later. So just crazy. Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah. This must be it.
Yeah.
Well,
that's interesting. So you're talking about the past life regression. That kind of leads into my next question, is how did you get into, or what led you to SCHH? For those of you who don't know what SCHH is, it stands for Soul Center Healing Hypnosis.
Yeah.
People always ask me what that is.
Yeah, exactly. I think, yeah. Yeah, so my first session with her, I just was like, wow, this is amazing. I want to do what you do, basically.
Right. And
this is amazing. And then I had a couple other healing sessions with her, and every healing session I was like, this is amazing. I want to be able to do this. I didn't think it was possible. Like, I thought, oh, I don't see things the way she sees things. Like, she come over and see fairies in my yard and things. And I thought, I don't know if I can get to that point where I will start to see these things. And so it kind of got put on the back burner for so many years. And then all this stuff that happened in 2020, 2021, Laura's, you know, her videos just popped up in my YouTube section, and I just watched one of her videos, and it just resonated so much. And at the time, I was feeling very defeated in a way, because I was thinking, how can nobody see what's going on? You know, there was, at the time, I felt like barely anyone could see. I didn't know about the silent majority or the people who knew, but that, you know, were just silent about it or just keeping to themselves. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how many people were really kind of seeing what was going on, maybe until the trucker protest and in Canada, really, you know, it was like, wow. But I was starting to feel really down in a way, thinking, see, with naturopathy and these things that come to light about plant medicine that I'd learned years prior, I you know, started, like I said, I started writing a book and then I stopped because the media was just so at everyone bringing forth this kind of information. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't see that. The other thing was, I had lots of people I knew, like in my family and friends, who were getting cancer. And then I would tell them about these things, and they just, it's a complex thing to understand how mm-hmm. all that nutrition works and things to heal something like that. And mm-hmm. and basically, you know, I was watching people die around me, family and friends, and all I could do was just give them the information. And I learned quickly that, you know, people are on their own journey and they're going to do things their way no matter what. So now I just tell people about it if they want to know mm-hmm. and ask me questions, and they just do with the information whatever they want to do with it. Mm-hmm. And where was this going? What was the question?
What led you to SCHH?
Oh yeah. And you know, so I was starting to be like, oh my gosh, is there any hope for this world? Like, and then with all this stuff happening, I was starting to feel really down, like, oh my goodness, can you just, I'm ready, beam me up, Scotty, like, take me away, because this is, you know, what the heck?
This is ratchet.
Yeah, exactly. Like, did I really sign up for this? Really? And yeah, and then I came across Laura's videos and they just really resonated with me. And then this one day I said out loud, you know, if I could do one thing, I think it would be passe progression, because you just get so much out of it. Mm-hmm. Hypnosis for myself as well as the client, you know, the mm-hmm. first and foremost the client, but also secondary me as the therapist. And so when I said that out loud, I was like, okay, I gotta do this. And right. Yeah, it's just been an amazing journey, really. Mm-hmm. Hypnosis takes you down a really amazing journey of
it really does. You're not lying. So let me ask you, you said that you also did QHHT as well. Did you do that first before you saw SCHH?
Yeah, I did. Okay. It wasn't long before. It was because Laura had said in one of her videos, I recommend that recommended that if people take her course that they do another hypnosis course. So I just took that to heart. Plus that was the first modality where I had myself with mm-hmm. My healer Kelly that I just told you about, who is a significant part of my journey. And so yeah, I didn't actually even know about the entity release part, I think at first when I signed up with mm-hmm. Laura's, and then I found out about that. So mm-hmm. I was just like, I'm just going to take a couple different modalities just mm-hmm. to get as much training as possible. So yeah.
Right. And you know, we just don't even realize, just as we exist and go through life, all of the energetic attachments that we expose ourselves to on a daily basis, it without even like consciously realizing it, you know.
Absolutely. I've been mm-hmm. having a lot of stuff come up in sessions recently about with clients, and things that you realize things along the way. It really helps your own spiritual journey as a practitioner mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. About, you know, the theme of generational curses, like, or things, patterns, I should mm-hmm. say, right. Where we from society or our parents, these patterns. And I've mm-hmm. realized that a lot of these things may be passed on as entities as well. I mean, through, you know, creating a child, doing the wild thing.
being intimate with people is also a way that we can like the attachments can jump off of them onto us, you know, and things like that. And, you know, it's wild, like the transfer of these things, you know.
Yeah, and two children, babies that are born as well.
Yeah, in the womb. Yeah.
So yeah, you know, when you get angry and then your spouse says, oh yeah, just like your mom, or you're just like whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Or you go, oh my goodness, I do this just like my mom, or I whatever. Mm-hmm. I realized that some of that, it could be definitely physical patterns, things you've grown up to with societal norms and things, but also the entity thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be entities passed on as well.
Absolutely. So what I find interesting is that you utilize your naturopathy education, and you're incorporating it in with your hypnosis and SCHH. Oh, yeah. And I find that super fascinating. And I love to see, you know, how that all plays out. And because I know you said, you know, you're still a student and everything, and you're still learning and growing and evolving your practice. Is there anything around that you would like to share? Is there an instance you would like to share or anything like that?
I've been using the flower essences. They're all have to do with, sorry, it's windy, girl.
It's okay. I understand. Gotta love Australian weather.
Yeah. So, the flower essences have to do with a lot of emotional things, issues that come up in hypnosis sessions. So that's been really wonderful. As an added, there's flower essences for you know, even for practitioners and healers, for
beautiful,
for protection, how we can protect ourselves as healers and practitioners as well as the clients. And there is a plant out there basically for every emotional issue, trauma, that you've been through. So it's been really wonderful. I send a bottle usually to my client after their hypnosis session. And just for that added support.
That's fantastic. Like giving them something tangible that they can, you know, use, and it can also extend the support even if you're not working together in that moment. So that's really awesome.
Yeah, and then I write up a flower essence report and send that to them in the mail with their little flower essence, because and it's basically a summary of what I've observed from their session, their hypnosis session, and then why I chose that particular flower essence for them, why I think that particular one might help their situation and what they're going through. So that's kind of what I do. And then they get a little present in the mail. I've had good feedback so far about it.
There's oh, wonderful. Like that. That's fantastic. Yeah, it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So my next question is, who have been some major influences in your life, both professionally and personally?
Yeah, I'd say people like, you know, I would say the doctors that I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, I would say Dr. Mark Simon. Mm-hmm. still has a significant role, because I hope one day to be able to provide that, his NORI protocol and that care. It would be a dream of mine to be able to work for him and do the NORI protocol, and for his company to help people on that way and kind of
That would be amazing. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously Laura Whitworth was a significant part in like getting us into SCHH and hypnosis. And yeah, I'm I I suppose I don't really fangirl over too many people. I've never been like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, and that's okay. I mean, you know, people can influence us and like really speak to our heart, and we don't have to necessarily fangirl over them, you know? Like, yeah. But I know what you mean.
Yeah, but definitely there's been just, I think with everyone, you can have someone just come into your life out of the blue and they have a significant impact. It could be anyone from a teacher to someone you meet in the parking lot. I mean,
right.
So I thought about this question last night and I really, it's just been people here and there.
Yeah. So in other words, like the different experiences that you have with people, they all leave some kind of lasting impact on you.
Yes. A soul print.
There you go. And that's totally why I named my podcast Soul Prints, is because of the imprint that people leave on us, you know, and how we've lived all of these lives and we've touched all these people and we cross paths with them again, you know.
Absolutely. Even you, Beck, like my session with you, my Akashic reading, and I should have another one. I recommended you to tons of people
who... thank you. I'm very grateful
they've come back and said thank you for recommending me. Like, she's great. And you know, stuff that came out in my session was very personal, but I never came up with anyone else, and I was just bawling my eyes out when I was it had such a significant.
It happens.
it was very significant to my healing journey.
Thank you so much for saying that. I really appreciate it, and I love the answer to your question, because, you know, like I said, I guess I could say the same, you know, and there's probably a lot of other people who could say the same, that, you know, just it's like little fragments of these interactions that we have, and it's like, you know, it's just like when you're having a bad day and someone smiles at you, like, you just don't even realize the impact that, you know, that person had. You know, they'll never know how special that was, you know.
Absolutely. And it's so true. Mm-hmm. We are all impacting each other in the collective without even realizing it, like you said.
Oh, I have a friend. One of my pups came to visit.
Is it a girl or a boy?
It's a he. His name's Blaze. He's my old boy.
Oh, so sweet.
Thank you. Yeah, he's my little sidekick.
Yeah, nice.
So speaking of the collective, my last question is, what do you feel is going on energetically within the collective, and what advice would you give someone to help navigate it?
Such a huge question, but I think a lot of people, no matter what your beliefs are, what side of whatever it is you're on, or this and that, I really think a lot of people are feeling that there are things that need to change. And as bad as the situation seems to be getting with a lot of different things, and I definitely think for a lot of people, their spiritual journeys in the collective, from talking to different people, has been accelerated from this 2020 mark till now. Was accelerated a lot for people, and I think a lot of people in the collective are feeling that there needs to be change, and that's probably why I'm starting to feel more comfortable talking about some of these topics that I haven't talked about before, because before it just seemed like there was no hope for change, that our society would just felt like it was so far gone in the one direction that I thought, you know, that's when I was like, okay, beat me up, Scotty, I'm ready to go.
Right.
But now, even though all these, like, you know, what seems like negative things have happened, I feel like it's now giving us hope that there is possibility for change. And I think that that comes with us. And I think a lot of people want to see change of what's going on in the world. And that looks different for everybody because we're all so different. But ultimately, I think we need to take that change upon ourselves. If we want to see change, we got to go out there and do the work and make those changes individually and collectively. And not sit around and wait for someone else to make those changes. We've got to go out. And I think also a big theme for the collective is that in standing on our own two feet, stop being reliant on other people to make those changes. You got to get out there and do it yourself. And support each other in the process, because like the wounded healer, you know, healers get wounded. People, we need each other's love and support when someone's down to pick each other up and that as well. So yeah,
I love that. That's beautiful. And you're absolutely right. I mean, change starts with us, right? And we just have to put one foot in front of the other and just take inspired action towards what we want to see in the world. You know, and a lot of people say, well, what can I do? And it's like, you know, just, it doesn't have to be on a grand scale. You could do something within your community. You could even do something within your own family, your own home, you know, and all of those changes make a huge difference in the grand scheme of things.
Absolutely. You don't have to go out and try and win a Nobel Prize or whatever. like you said, smiling at someone, you don't understand the impact. Just smiling at someone when you walk past, they're saying good morning when you're on your morning walk to someone, might have brightened someone's day who was feeling down, just that little smile. So, you know, everyone, we all have such a big impact on each other, whether it's being a listening ear to someone who needs to express how they're feeling, you know, or anything. So yeah, little acts of kindness like that go a long way
for sure. Exactly. That's so beautiful. Thank you, Shannon, for all of it. And my last, well, I lied, this is my last question. Tell everybody how they can find you and contact you.
Thank you, Beck. I have a YouTube channel that's called Wise Healer Quantum Healing. And my website is called wisehealer.love. So you can find me on there and contact me if you need to or have any questions or want to book a session or anything like that. Yeah.
Beautiful. And are you on social media or anything like that?
Oh yeah, I have an Instagram page.
You're like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I have to start using it more. I posted the other day, but yeah, I have a Wise Healer. I kind of go in spurts. It's you know, I'm using technologies where I'm, you know, at the same time trying to get away from technology, you know.
Right. I know it's like a necessary evil at this point, you know.
Yeah.
Right,
but it can be good use for good, you know, to spread awareness, plant seeds, help people out. So yeah,
beautiful.
I use it for good for sure. Yeah,
I love that. Well, Shannon, thank you so much for joining us on Soul Prints today. And we hope that you'll be back again, you know, sometime in the future, whenever we can align our schedules.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much, Beck, for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you to everyone who has listened today. Feel free to reach out to Shannon if you have any questions. And we will see you next time on Soul Prints.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.